Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Night or day, my maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go into see the king, for I must die. If I must die, I die. Maybe I'll go to my own. If I must die, I die. So, what happened? She sent them on an assignment. She sent them on assignment. She said, you guys do what? Fast and pray. But I'm going in. Whatever happens, I am going to be a custodian of what God wants me to do. I'm going to do that which he wants me to do. I'm not going to look at anybody. I'm going to mind the king's business here. You know, sometimes because of what we will eat, we take away the king's business. Because of what we will get. If she was going to die, she would die. She put out her faith. Amen. Now, what happened? If you know the story of Esther, what happened? She found favor before the king when she went. She did. Now, this point of Esther is doing what? Is showing that training has a lot to what? Minding the king's business. As a woman. The scripture says, train up your child. Proverbs 22:6. It says, train up your child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not do what? Depart from it. Tell your neighbor, I have a lot to do where it concerns the king's business. Hallelujah. So I was talking about my office. There was another client of mine, walked into the office. They said, Dr. Akona, this patient just needs to see you. And I'm like, okay. But you guys have done everything. He said, he just wants to see you. He just wants you to check. You know, there are some patients, if, you know, the organ doesn't check the eye, they don't believe that he's fine. So I said, okay. So I went in there. My doctor did the test. And I was just talking with him. The same thing. I had a witness inside me. I need to talk to this man about the kingdom. And I spoke to him about the kingdom. Do you know what happened? When we finished, what he told me, he said, thank you so much, doctor. This is the reason why I came to this office. That's what he said. And let me tell you, no matter how much I made that day, that's a better price. In eternity, God will say, thank you, my daughter, for yielding that day and minding my business. Someone just walked up to my husband in Abuja. You know, we're still doing our Holy Ghost meetings in Abuja. Hallelujah. Walked up and said, I was in a meeting 25 years ago where you led me to Christ. And she's still, you know, on fire for God. What are you doing concerning God's business? Some of us, we need to get up. Like Pastor Fola said, he said, we need to get up and do what? And find something doing. Because when we start getting to do that thing that he has told us to do, we start affecting lives for the kingdom. We start affecting lives for the kingdom. Who is our example? Jesus, right? Let's go to John 4. John 4. From 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized none, but his disciples, he left Judah and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat tossed on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Remember, he was on a journey. He was going somewhere. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, who it is that hath said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. What is happening? Jesus, on his way to his assignment, he met this woman. But when he met this woman, because the king's business was in his heart, he started a conversation with the woman. He did. He knew where he was going to, but he got a leveled ground where he can do what? Communicate with the woman. Let's go on. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of springing up into everlasting life. Now, is he getting this woman's attention? Is he trying to take care of God's business? There's this proverb. I think it's a Yoruba proverb. I will not say it in Yoruba, I'll say it in English. He said, there's no way water would come out from the tap that it will not touch the tap. There is no way you will take care of the God's business, the king's business, that you will not be affected. That you will not be. I've seen it over and over and over in my life. There was one day, I felt I should just share this. I was going to work, and on the inside of me, early that morning, on the inside of me, I just felt I should stop by somewhere where I actually can pray and just spend some time and pray in other tongues. Okay. I'm like, Lord, you know, I have my practice, so I actually can do that. Not like when you're supposed to resume work at 8 o'clock. You now say, God told you. God told you to spend time and pray. You're on your own, oh. You know, so I said, Lord, but there are clients that I have to go and see and all that. I said, anyway, if you want me to do that, I wouldn't mind to take care of your business, in even if it doesn't make sense to me what I'm doing. So I spent time. Got there. I actually had a burden to pray. I prayed and prayed and prayed. I actually put my phone on silent. I didn't want to know if someone was calling me or not. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Oh my God. It was so heavy. I prayed and prayed and prayed. And then after a long time, we got the note of victory. And I thanked God and we praised him. And then I entered my car and left. Now, in the natural, I've lost time. Why am I doing that? I've lost time. Like, we are all sitting down here. We came for this program. We are listening. Someone will say, is it that you don't, what are they going to talk about in the king's business? Is it that you don't know what is king's, come to my house, I'll teach you what is king's business. But are we exercising ourselves towards the things of God? Yes, we are. So, I entered my car, I saw missed calls, I tried to return some of them and all that. Got to my office. Everything was just moving fine and all that. And I got a call from my other branch, my first branch, because I was in my second, and said, Ma, I want to send a patient to you for blah, 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 for the glasses. So I said, okay, no problem. Let the patient come in. So the patient drove to my office. And when the patient came to my office, we closed the deal. Ha, ha, ha. You know, it's the kind of deal you do, ha, ha, ha. We closed the deal. Only that day, I made over ₦1 million. Now, I would have said, no, I'm busy. I'm busy. I don't have time. Let this burden, Joshua, till today, I don't know who I prayed for. I don't. But, you know, my heart is to do the king's business. In fact, I've been looking for such, you know, more of such burdens to come. Hallelujah. You know, God is a good God. He wants us to do well as women. How I train my daughter will affect how she behaves in her husband's house. You know, sometimes we don't look at it like that. She's seriously watching mommy. How is mommy responding to daddy? Is she always shutting daddy off? Yeah. That's a king's business. However you mold her, she is going to take care of the king's business that way. Brother Hagin asked a question. He said, where do you think you will see a spiritual person? People raise their hands. In church, you know, at this, at that. So he now answered them and he said, do you know where you will get a spiritual person? He said, at home. One woman said, oh, that just leaves me out. Because she is not minding the king's business at home. How is this child, how is this my house help? How is my gate man? How am I minding the king's business where they are concerned? We are a powerful tool, women. It's something that if we use right, we will stay a lot of things in God's kingdom. Imagine if your child sees you every time you are studying the word, you are praying. You know, they follow what we do, not what we say. And you're doing that. And you're doing that. And you're not that when you finish doing it, you now shout and shout and shout and shout. You know, they will not, they cannot connect it. They say, ah, why is mommy behaving like this? Is he in the Bible? If I don't want to read that Bible that mommy is reading, that is making mommy behave like this. That's how they will see it. Am I minding God's business? Will my husband see me and be praised? Will they, because of me, Proverbs 31 from 10, praise my husband at the gate? Am I minding the king's business? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God is a good God. And he wants us to be better every day of our lives. The way I am now is not the way I was last year. The way I am going to be in 2 years' time is not how I am today. But you know, I need to deliberately do something concerning myself. You know, if things are not working well, it's the devil. You push it to the devil. How are you minding the king's business? Let's read off this and then we'll just rise up and just thank the Lord and see what the Lord will have us do. Amen. Hallelujah. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I test not, neither come hither to draw. Smart woman. Did you see that? Say, I will give you water that is inside. Eh? Sir, I will not come and be drawing water from this well. I will have just that well. Ah. Give me. Let me collect it first. Then I'll go and tell the people. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that says thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. My husband would say this. He said, when a woman has married 5 husbands, that's actually all that you have done in your life, because you will see somewhere down here. Praise God. A woman said unto her, I perceive thou art a prophet. And then she now asked, you know, him question. And at the end of the day, what happened? After answering the question, the woman ran to the community. And she said, come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And when that woman made that call, what happened? The whole community followed. We have a part to play in our community. We have a part to play in our homes. We have a part to play in our businesses. What part do you want to play? And how do you want to play that part? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just thank God. Let's just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are a great God. You are a great God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,